Hello, sunshine. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Total Fitness God's Way. Today, I would like to share five life lessons that we can learn from David's encounter with Goliath when it comes to chasing our dreams. Are you tired of attempting to change your habits or setting new goals just to give up days later to start all over again coming Monday? Are you desperately craving to persevere and achieve your goals because you want to live a life that makes you want to jump out of bed every morning? You want to spend time in the Word to have a closer connection with God? You want to spend quality time with loved ones? You want to have time to build your dream life, and you also want to live a healthier lifestyle and give back to your community. The problem is that most days you are exhausted from trying your best just to juggle all the responsibilities of being a working wife and mom while feeling that you barely have the time or energy to fill your own cup. Sis, I get you because that was me too. The truth is, time and energy are not the problem. Self-sabotaging behaviors and limiting beliefs are the real culprits. Hey, I'm Vilma, a child of God, a wife, and a homeschooling boy mom. Growing up, I was subjected to abuse, which led to my marital problems, financial ruin, and mental health problems. Finally, in 2020, I hit rock bottom. I questioned and blamed God for all my afflictions and even shunned Him. Then during my path to healing, I learned what it meant to walk in His power, to break the chains of my mental barriers to be all that He has called me to be. Now, as a certified Christian transformation coach, I'm on a mission to equip you to also break free from your mental barriers through spiritual growth and success habits to achieve total fitness God's way. My dear friend, you are at the right place at the right time. Come partner with your sisters in Christ to stand up boldly in who God created you to believe in yourself and your God-given abilities and gifts. So grab your notepad and get ready to reclaim your faith, hope, and love, and unleash your God-given potential. Five lessons we can learn from David when chasing our dreams to fulfill our calling. Lesson number one, don't be concerned with what others think of you. No one believed that David was able to beat the giant Goliath. Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight him, for you are only a youth, while he has been a warrior since his youth." Just like David, you might not have anyone who believes that you are capable of doing what you want to accomplish. But take your advice straight from Proverbs 29, verse 25. For it is written, "It is dangerous to be concerned with what others think of you. But if you trust the Lord, you are safe." Remember, the Lord has plans to prosper you, not harm you, to give you a future and a hope. Lesson number two, refuse to be intimidated by the giants. For 40 days, morning and evening, Goliath took his stand in front of the Israelites. Saul and all of Israel were dismayed and very afraid. When they saw Goliath, they fled from him, but not David. He wanted to know who the uncircumcised Philistine was that dared to defy the armies of the living God. Even Goliath tried to intimidate David. He cursed him and said, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" But David said to Goliath, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lords of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand." Be like David. Don't be intimidated by anything or anyone because you, my friend, are the head, not the tail. You will only go up and not down because God gave us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. He gave us the power over the enemy so that nothing can hurt us. In everything, we are more than conquerors through Him that loves us. Lesson number 3. Be uniquely you. Saul clothed David with his armor. He put on a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. And David strapped his sword over his armor. And he tried in vain to go, for he had not tested them. Then David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. God made you to be uniquely you. You are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, so that you should walk in it. Every single moment of your life has been laid out and recorded in God's book before you were even born. He does not want you to follow the pack. You have your very own unique calling here on earth. He molded some of us into vases for holding flowers and others into pots for cooking beans. So be uniquely you. Lesson number 4. Believe in yourself. David said to Saul, Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God. My friend, be confident that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. You were born for such a time as this. Lesson number 5. Put your faith in God. David said, The Lord who saved me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, He will save me from the hand of this Philistine. Remember this. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you, and He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Chase your dreams. Fix your eyes not on what's seen, but on what is unseen, because hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? Commit to the Lord whatever you want to do, and He will establish your plans. His purpose for your life will always prevail. He will make your path straight. My prayer for you today is that your heart will not fail because of the giants in front of you. I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. May He turn His face toward you and give you His peace. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I truly pray that this episode has blessed you in some way. If it did, I would appreciate it if you would leave a rating or review. And don't forget to hit that follow button, please. And sharing is caring, so please help me spread the word by sharing this episode. You never know who might need to hear this today. And if you are ready to transform your life, I invite you to partner with your sisters in Christ over on our Facebook page at Total Fitness 101. I look forward to welcoming you into our tribe. Also, don't forget to check the show notes for links to free resources or to connect with me, as well as for more information on getting a copy of my book, Swap Your Way for God's Way, or the Total Fitness God's Way coaching program. Your reminder for today is that you are capable to be more, do more, and have more because you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. My friend, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Have a fantastic, blessed day.